Hey everyone, happy Monday. I hope you all enjoyed your resurrection weekend. Shout out to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Y'all, we are officially on day 5 of the April Reading Challenge, and I wanted to check in and just see how you all were actually doing. Like, I know in last week's episode, I asked you all to spend at least 1 hour a day researching and studying a topic that aligns with the goals you've set, you know, for yourself this year. So what are some things you've been learning? I'm very much so interested in hearing from you. So be sure to tag us on social media at The Account Partner and let me know. I've been learning a lot. This challenge has been definitely beneficial for me. And I guess I should break it down. For those who don't know about this challenge, for the entire month of April, we are committing to waking up at 5 a.m. each and every single day and reading for at least an hour. And this can be any text of your choice. It just needs to be something that is edifying and is helping you grow, you know, in any capacity. I will be transparent, y'all. Waking up at 5 a.m. has been a struggle. And again, I'm super transparent and honest. Some days I will wake up at, you know, 5:05 or maybe 5:10. But for me, and for what this challenge really is about, is I want us to just get into a habit of really reading, because there's so much that we're able to learn and grasp and take away from just reading different novels, different articles, biblical scriptures. So that's essentially my goal for this. And as you're reading, you know, for 1 hour a day, I want you to make sure that you're sharing key takeaways on your social medias every day. At 7 p.m., I'm going to be going live on our IG page to share some of the things I've been learning, and to also hear from you and see what your key takeaways have been throughout this challenge. So make sure you tune in tonight and hop on IG Live with me so we can start chatting. Also, congrats to the giveaway winners at Dear Brother Malcolm and at The Real Financials. They will be receiving a copy of the book Living Single, which is a 30-day devotional for women who love God and one husband. And at some point this week, I'm going to be going live with Lisa Satchel, who is the author of Living Single, to kind of just talk more about the book and delve a little bit deeper into that. So be on the lookout for that. Y'all, I am officially a DC resident, and I don't know if you can tell by the tone and the inflection in my voice, but I am so excited to embark on this new chapter. Cali, don't get me wrong, Cali was so good to me, but I really do believe that something monumental is about to happen for me while I'm here, so I can't wait to see how God moves and just share with you all the process. Now, before we get into the main topic, I wanted to take some time and share a brief story about what happened while I was traveling from LA to DC, because it is a prime example of how favor just ain't fair. So I had a layover in Dallas as I was flying from LA to DC. My layover landed around like 5:30. I ended up not getting off the plane till 5:50, and my next flight departed at 6:40. Like, I want you all to make sure you're paying attention to the times, because this is important. So I got off of my flight at 5:50. My next flight departed at 6:40. Now, me, you know, being fast, I didn't realize that the departure time and the boarding time, well, I thought that the departure time was the boarding time. So I'm like, oh, I have tons of time. I'm hungry. So what did I do? I went to Fridays and I ordered some salmon for dine-in. Not to go. I ordered it to dine-in because I'm like, oh, I got some time. I'm boarding at 6:40, which means the flight's really not going to leave till like 7:10 at the latest. So I'm sitting in Fridays. It's now about 6:08. I just got my food and I start eating. But then something told me to check my boarding pass again. Honey. My flight started boarding at 6:05. Mind you, at the time I got my food, it was 6:08. And I was about 20 gates away from my actual gate. I think my gate was like C26 and I was maybe at like C08 or something along those lines. But your girl was far. So I hurry, I like flag down the waiter and I was like, hey, yo, I need to go container. I need to check ASAP. So at this point, it's like 6:15 and I am stressed. I'm not stressed. I'm stressed. Cause I'm like, oh Lord Jesus, please don't let me miss this flight. Like I only have one job. This is the enemy. Like, you know, when things start going wrong and you're the reason why some of the things that's going on in your life, you're like, this is the enemy. He's not trying to let me succeed. Mind you, you should have just been more prepared and you should have been more organized. You should have checked your flight ahead of time. Long story short, I finally get to the gate. And as I was approaching, the gate attendant calls for a final boarding. So I'm running to the gate. And luckily, I was able to board the freaking plane. But yeah, when I tell you that's not even the best part, that was a great part, but it gets better. So while I'm waiting in line to sit down, I'm like, Lord, please, 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 please do not let me be sitting next to anyone because I'm about to tear up this salmon. And I know salmon is not the best when it comes to smelling. But yeah, I didn't care. I was just like, I'm hungry. Lord, please don't let there be anyone sitting next to me because I'm trying to tear this food up. So as I'm walking toward my seat, which was all the way in the back, mind you, this was a packed flight. And I'm using air quotes because you'll understand as I get deeper into the story. This was a packed flight. But I saw that an exit row was empty. So, you know, me trying to be on the slide, I'm like, you know, let me just go ahead and sit down. I don't think they're going to mind if it's empty. I was basically the last person getting on the plane. So if nobody sat in the exit row, nobody was going to be sitting there. So what I do, I set my happy self down, mind my business, and plop my food open and begin eating. Me, I'm thinking I'm in the clear. You know, it's 5-6 minutes passed by. I'm still eating. Then a flight attendant comes up to me and was like, yeah, so is this your assigned seat? And I'm like, no, actually, I'm in the back at 30C, but I didn't think you guys would mind since there's literally no one else sitting in the seat. And she was just like, yeah, no, you're going to have to go sit in your seat. Long story short, convo ended with me packing up my food and going all the way to the back to 30C. Y'all, when I get to 30C, mind you, this was a completely full flight, or air quotes, they were saying that it was completely full flight. I get to 30C. I'm in the back with all the kids, you know, it's whatever. I get to 30C and my row was completely empty. Like what? Every single row was packed to capacity except for my row. And that's when God was like, hey, yo, I don't need your help to do things that you asked me to do. You asked me and said, Lord, please don't let nobody be sitting next to me. But you try to go in your own way, and now you got in trouble because you were sitting in the exit row, and I already made provision for you. He was like, once you already asked me, I heard you, and it is just what it is. I don't care if somebody said that the flight was full. You asked your big homie, you asked your father for you to not be sitting next to anyone. And what happened? When you got to your seat, you were sitting next to nobody. And it was something that was just so simple that made me realize that one, God is always listening. God is always with me. One, I was praying all these things in my head. But also, favor is a real thing. Like, it was a completely packed flight. But for somehow, i.e. divine intervention, God was like, let me just show off for my girl real quick. Let me show her the type of favor that is on her life. So I say all of these things to say, don't be afraid to ask God for even the little things. He's always listening and desires to show up for you. We just got to get out the driver's seat and allow him to just work. And I know this may seem controversial, but when it comes to favor, and maybe I'll do a topic on how favor really ain't fair, but when it comes to favor, you really don't have to work as hard as you think you may. Like, one thing that I have realized on this purpose journey is that favor truly ain't fair. God will do for you and allow you to be in rooms that other people would have worked 5-10 years to be in. And he's just like, okay, well, next week you'll be placed in front of this person. And so he'll grant you blessings, opportunities, and success that really don't require much from you in order to obtain. You just have to make sure that you remain in alignment. You have to make sure that you are obedient so that you can experience all these great things from God, whether it's something as small as having an empty role or getting an opportunity to talk to some CEO or getting a business deal. If you are in alignment with God, I promise you, God will open doors that you literally, they'll blow your mind. That's when the scripture, God will do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ever ask, think, or imagine comes into play. Now, I think this is a great segue into today's topic because while, you know, I was sitting in my empty row, you know, a slight flex, I was thinking about all of the things I wanted to do in the remainder of 2021. Now, first of all, I still can't get over how quickly this year is flying by, but, you know, I digress. However, it wasn't until after my flight that God made me realize that in order for you to move forward, you have to truly take time and evaluate where you've been. So today's focus is going to be on evaluation, self-evaluation, business evaluation, just the topic of evaluation. Now, I know we just finished Q1 and, you know, we tend to have a habit of jumping into what's next, thinking about, you know, our goals for Q2 and beyond. But I think it's just as, if not more important, to take time to reflect on and assess what has just taken place specifically in the quarter prior. Now, I know in business and in corporate America, we call this conducting a quarter review. And essentially what it is exactly how it sounds. It's a review and an evaluation of what has taken place in a specific quarter. So some questions that, or some topics that are covered in a quarter review are, what achievements, you know, did you have? Did you or your business have? Did you reach all the goals that you've set? If you did, what worked well? Or what did you do that allowed you to meet those goals? If you didn't reach your goals, what things didn't go well? What are some areas you need to improve? And one of the things I like to do when it comes to business, when it comes to, you know, my personal life, whatever may have you, is conduct a SWOT analysis. Now, I'm not going to go deep into it, but a SWOT analysis is a tool that's used to analyze, you know, your organization's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. So these types of evaluations and just taking time to reflect, you know, helps you build on what you do well and also address what you're lacking in order to minimize risks and to take the greatest possible advantage of chances for success. So today, or for this week's action items, I want you all to conduct a self or business evaluation. And y'all, please do not skip this. Conduct a quarter review for Q1 and take some time to determine what worked, what didn't work well, how could you improve for, you know, the quarters after this. And that way, after you really take inventory of where you've been in Q1 and what occurred, we can then begin to create a proper strategy that will help you move forward throughout the rest of the year. And when I tell you, so many people skip this step, but if you really don't take the time to evaluate your business, your personal life, you could really be missing out on opportunities to grow and also scale. So again, please do not neglect this action. And first of all, you shouldn't be neglecting none of them. And that's just that. But if there's one that I really don't want you to miss out on doing, it's this one, especially if you're claiming that 2021 is the year of growing. This is the year I want to, you know, go after everything that God has for me. I want to achieve X, Y, and Z. And again, like I said before, you cannot move forward until you really take inventory of where you have been. So please take the time to do a self or business evaluation, perform a quarter review so that we can move forward, create the strategies, put necessary processes in place so that we can grow, scale, and get all the coins that we need in the remainder of 2021. So I have a scripture for you today, and it's just one scripture, and it's John 8:32, which is, "And you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Now, I know in the text we're referring to Jesus because he's the way, the truth, and the light, but I think this can also be applied to the area of evaluations, because it isn't until we know the truth about ourselves or about our businesses that we'll be able to really know what needs to occur in order for us to move forward. It isn't until we perform that SWOT analysis and determine how and what we need to do to grow our business that it'll be able to happen. So you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And a way that you will be able to know this specific truth is by taking time to reflect. Who am I? What is this business? What is the mission? What things are going well? What things didn't work? What are the strengths? What are the weaknesses of myself, my business? Take the time to really reflect and answer these questions. And if it takes you longer than a week, so be it. But I really want us to get into a habit of, you know, doing these assessments and doing these evaluations, because like I said, it isn't until we conduct these types of actions in terms of, you know, evaluations that we'll really be able to move forward. Now, that is what I have for you today. I am looking forward to seeing some of you on the live tonight and throughout the week so that we can just hop on and chat about things that we're learning as we've embarked on this April reading challenge. I love you. Happy Resurrection Sunday. Be blessed. Don't stress. Always finesse.